continue to celebrate Black History Month here on WMFO. But we're going to start off with Hound Dog Taylor and one of the nastiest sounding guitars, electric guitars, slide guitars. It sounds so nasty and it sounds so good. And it's only here right now on WMFO. Give me back my wig!
once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I had received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze."
MFO Medford 915 on FM.
I've got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Set your tempo, non fast, not slow. Ready, let's go. Everybody swing. Say, I got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready, so help me. Ha, 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 hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I got a brand new song to go with them. And I'm ready to swing. Swing with me. Now set your tempo. Don't want it fast, don't want it slow. Ready, let's go for it. Everybody swing with me. Hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. And I'm ready to swing. Hi, 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 ho, ho. Won't you swing with me?
Time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is going to be it.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
Grandfather gave me that name before he died, John Jones. His home is at Sugarloaf, Mississippi. He gave me that name. He used to sit down and tell me tall stories about what the wolf would do, you know, because I was a bad boy, you know, and I was always in devilment. So he'd sit down and tell me about what the wolf would do. So he told me the story about how the wolf done the little Red Riding Hood, you know. Every time the girl had asked him, "Mr. Wolf, what make your teeth so big?" He said, "I bet I can eat you, my dear." And said, "What make you eyes so red?" "The bet I can see you, my dear." And so, you know, then they finally killed the wolf and drove him up to the house, you know, and showed me the wolf. And I told him it was a dog. He said, "No, that's a wolf." I said, "Well, what do a wolf do?" Say, "He howl." He said, "You know." And so I got afraid of this wolf, you know. And every time I'd kill some of my mother's chickens, she said, so that'd scare me, you know, and it made me mad, and they're calling me Wolf. And I get mad about this. So they just kept on calling me Wolf. And I got to the place, I didn't care what they called me. They can call me Panther if they want to, you know what I mean. But the first, I was afraid of the wolf, you know. Oh, I was 3 years old then, you know, when they started to call me Wolf. Ever since, because you know how it is. Some people, you know, when they find out that you're getting mad about something, they always slip that in. There's that wolf, you know, and it upset me, you know what I mean? I didn't know it was going to be a great name for me.
Brutal attack. see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good, it sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Celebrating Black History Month here on WMFO in Medford. And this is the first of two episodes, two Tears of the Gods sound collages, celebrating Black Musical History Month. We began with one of the nastiest sounding and lovely sounding electric guitar sounds I've ever heard. Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers, Gimme Back My Wig. And then we heard my plastic sushi, Martin Luther King Jr., I'm glad you didn't sneeze remix, Evangelist's La Infante. One of the finest pieces of American oratory, in my opinion. And then a station ID from longtime WMFO host of Promethean Commentary plus Jazz, one of the most intelligent music and critical commentaries on our Boston area airwaves, Hank Fonts, yes. And then one of Hank Fonts' favorite female musicians, Valida Snow, hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. Then a young woman from Tampa, Florida, introducing the song that followed, Foxy Lady by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And actually, that version I got on the BBC Sessions album, Disc 2, in fact. Then Howlin' Wolf was talking and telling us a bit more about his life, followed by him playing guitar and singing I'm the Wolf. And both of those were from the Chess Box Howlin' Wolf compilation. And then we finished things off with my Malcolm X remix of Fatboy Slim's remix of Babatunde Olatunji's Jingo Loba. And a wonderful public service message on diverse neighborhoods, diversity in general. Backing me up right now is Junior Wells with Buddy Guy, Chitlin Con Carne. So we got one last set for you before Luke Palit comes in and takes over our 91.5 FM airwaves for an hour, filling in for DJ Savoir Faire, who's off this week. So one of my favorite authors was Tom Wheeler. He was a guitar historian, and he wrote many books, a number of which that I have. And at the beginning of his book, The Stratocaster Chronicles, he has a dedication to two people. To Leo Fender, who invented the Stratocaster, and as he says in the dedication, to Leo Fender, who brought the Stratocaster into the world, and Jimi Hendrix, who took it beyond. And we're going to be hearing an 8-minute jam featuring Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Jam. It was recorded at the Record Plant, March 25th, 1969, with Jimi Hendrix on the left center guitar, Jim McCarty of the Buddy Miles Express on the right side guitar, Mitch Mitchell on drums, Roland Robinson on bass. It's from the very controversial posthumous album, Message from Nine to the Universe. Controversial because the producer extensively dubbed it with other studio musicians, but not this particular piece so much. We're going to be hearing from all three of our featured artists in this final set of ours. Howlin' Wolf is going to follow Jimi Hendrix with Wang Dang Doodle. Gotta love a song by that name. And then we're also going to hear another of my Martin Luther King sound collage remixes. It's actually the his last speech before he was assassinated the following day. I mixed that on top of the Beverly Hills Cop track. And also some Lightnin' Hopkins is going to finish us off. Well, actually, maybe not quite finishing us off there. But let's start off the next set with Valeria Snow once more. I can't give you anything but love. Here on WMFO in Medford. Tears of the Gods, Sound Collage.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream of what you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, my little baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
fill the air. I be snuck juice everywhere. We gon' put your face with it all night long. 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 So I'm happy tonight, I'm not worried about anything.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts' free-form, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This has been the first of two February Tears of the Gods sound collages celebrating Black Musical History Month. It's been a triple feature with Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Valida Snow playing multiple songs from them each in this two-hour extravaganza. We started off with Valida Snow, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and followed that with an eight-minute jam. Jimmy Jam from Message from Nine to the Universe, with Jimi Hendrix on left center guitar, Jim McCarty of the Buddy Miles Express on the right side guitar, Mitch Mitchell on drums, and Roland Robinson on bass. And then Howlin' Wolf with, how could you just not love a song named Wang Dang Doodle from the Chess Box set. And then Harold Faltermeyer playing the music, and Martin Luther King with another incredible piece of American oratory, has been to the mountaintop, excerpt of his speech the night before he was assassinated. And then Lightnin' Hopkins with Let's Move, another incredibly good selection from that Mojo Presents Let's Move, a heavy blues collection. And then we finished things off with Was That Proto Heavy Metal or What? T-Model Ford and Gravel Road. How many more years? Subsequently, essentially covered by Led Zeppelin. Backing me up right now is the Nigerian drummer Babatunde Olatunji. And this is Cosmic Rhythm Vibrations from his Circle of Drums album. So I believe that Luke Palette should be coming in to fill in for Savoir Fair this evening. And we also expect Luke to be coming in at midnight for his LP's LP's show. So we'll kind of keep this going a little bit more. You know, why don't we play another Howlin' Wolf song for ya. And if Luke doesn't come in, well, then maybe we'll go over to Rick Deckard. But in any case, thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with a theme I call Black and Blues, celebrating the origin of all of hard rock and heavy metal, the Black